called like child services on this one. I called child services on my ex because he pissed me off, and then I was like, yeah, I'm done with this person, whatever, like, you know, cheater, piece of shit, lies about dumb. He had kids. I called child services on his ass, and I like fabricated everything and like said certain things, and they like went to the door, and like there was a whole process. Like, I don't even know if the children's aid worker still visits them, but she probably does, because what I said, like the way I AI'd that, you know, like real AI, like fake bruises type
Be careful, fellas. Yeah.
shit. Yeah, pretty crazy.
So you faked bruises, you faked it, and then you just made like an exaggeration story, and then.
On their kid, on his kids.
Yeah.
Like, so hit, like, yeah, then they came.
You see, things like this, and this is one of the biggest problems. Situations like this, where a woman is laughing, giggling, chuckling over, you know, literally not only ruining the relationship between parent and child, but also altering the lives of these innocent children that have nothing to do with your foolishness, because he was not a good quote unquote man to you, or you guys didn't have a healthy relationship like you would have wanted. These things should be punishable by law. They absolutely should be. Because we have a woman who was sitting here blatantly, like, you know, not even trying to save face, not even saying like that was so wrong or anything, just blatantly standing here saying that she falsely, you know, she made a false statement to child services about children that did not even belong to her. It's bad enough that you have women who call child services on, you know, children that belong to her because they mad at the daddy for whatever situation, to try to get him caught up because they're mad or they're bitter. That's already bad enough. But here you have a woman who is calling child services on this man's children who she has no connection to. She did not give birth to these kids. She literally has no affiliation to these children, besides their father, and is making false allegations because she's mad and because she's bitter and because she just felt like it. How dare you? How dare you? And then you're giggling and chuckling like, oh, you know, they're probably still going through that. So you're ruining these children's lives, their childhood. The interaction that they have with their own father might possibly have to be continually supervised. Because you decided that, you know, you didn't like how he was treating you, you know, you wanted to make sure that you could affect him in a way that would really hurt him. And you know what really gets me is that a lot of these women, these are the type of women who are jealous because of the spot that these children have in this man's life. And because of their jealousy, they have no problem, you know, doing something that would hurt the kids emotionally. Because they're like, yeah, you know, now we both don't have a connection with him. Now he's not with either of us. You know, if he spent all his time with you and I wanted him to spend more time with me, but you came first, now look. Now we both sad. Forget these kids. They're not mine anyway. This is so nasty. And this is why when women talk about, oh, you know, we've been dating for so many years, and you know, I do this, I cook, I clean, I do all these things, and I don't understand why he won't hurry up and marry me. It's because men have to watch women. He got to watch you. He got to see if you really are who you're portraying yourself to be. He got to see how you act when he tell you no. He got to see how you act when you're mad, when things don't go your way. He has to see how you behave in every scenario. because he not trying to get got. This is so distasteful. This is even shameful to even speak about, like for you to even bring it back up. There should be something in place that whenever there's false allegations made against a person, that the person who made those false allegations should be facing jail time. They should be facing some kind of penalty that would behoove women otherwise. That would literally make women think twice, four times, 10 times before they make decisions based off of their feelings or their emotions to harm somebody. Because we see it too often. They get mad with their man, they call the police and say he did something. They get mad with the man, you know, because they don't have an intimate relationship with him. They put him on child support. They get mad, you know, with whatever. They make false allegations of things that he did or he said when they don't have access or they don't have the attention anymore. It's crazy. And as women, you know, it's rare that we even see women stand behind these things and say, oh, this is crazy. We don't hear that. When women do, you know, outrageous things, whenever I look in the comment sections, I always see the women on mute. I'm always like, oh, where are all the women at? What happened? Wait, what happened? What's going on? Where you guys go? Wait, guys. Where you going? You don't want to talk about this? Why? Or you'll see, you know, the comments where it would be women somehow blaming a man. Oh, well, he did something somewhere, so he probably deserved it. Let it be the other way around. Let a man come on a podcast and say, oh, yeah, you know, me and my girl broke up and, you know, I felt some type of way. So I called child services and I made allegations against her. People, it would make the news. They would find him online and make sure the police got to him. That's how serious women would take it. But when a woman does it, they laugh it off. Oh, she worse than me. I can't believe she did. Oh, she cold. It's sickening. It is so sick. You have no care. You know, we already know that you guys don't respect yourselves, clearly. But you have no respect for even a child or children. You have no limit or boundary of where you would take it. You would even, you know, do this and tarnish the relationship between him and his own children that you don't have anything to do with. I have to say it again. It's bad enough when women tarnish a relationship between their children and their children's father. But you see, when you start tarnishing a relationship between him and children that you have nothing to do with, you're a different kind of sick. I can't go around it. I have to be honest about it. That's so nasty. It's crazy. I'd like to know what you guys think about this in the comment section down below. I'd love to hear you guys' opinions on this video. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. And I will see you guys in the next one. Love you.